You don't even know what that is.
Is?
No.
You don't know what jellies are?
Come on. Glenda must have a pair of jelly looking shoes. At me? She must have a pair of jelly shoes.
I don't know what jelly shoes are.
You just don't wear jelly shoes with no socks in the heat. That's all.
No, you don't.
No, you
You're
don't.
Stepping on something. Okay, more tickets to give away, 823-1920, and we'll talk more about that.
Sounds great.
Okay. Thank you so much, Dan, Kim.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Sean Peabody. You're have a great show tonight.
Thank you. Thank you.
And maybe I'll see some of the listeners next Friday night with Dan Kim. Ooh, I'm scared now. Could be fun. All right, we're going to take a little break here because we have Mike Leahy, who's going to talk to us about the light bulb world, the whole light bulb ban going on. Serious stuff there. More politics. We're going to do it right here on Broadview. Here with JP and Jay Davis on 1270 The Buzz.
1270 The Buzz. The Buzz.
Looking your best is what we specialize in at RenewMD. Today, having the latest cutting-edge equipment and a trained staff of experts, it's possible in a matter of an hour to begin to roll back the years. And now, with the amazing results, you can get a free annual membership to the RenewMD spa facilities. If your concerns are wrinkles, spotty sun-damaged skin, blotchy tone, broken capillaries, or small veins, RenewMD invites you to get a complimentary evaluation and consultation. Board-certified in plastic surgery, Dr. James Murphy offers more than a decade of experience in cosmetic services and invites you to see our area's most complete medical spa. RenewMD offers custom skin refinement and our area's most advanced laser hair removal systems in the world. Call 852-4500 for your complimentary consultation. That's 852-4500. RenewMD, the only place offering you a complimentary spa membership with a qualifying program purchase. RenewMD, setting the gold standard at affordable prices.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
It was a moment.
It was a moment that changed my life.
We looked down from the chopper and saw the whole area was flooded.
At that moment, it really hit me. This is why I joined the Guard.
People had gone up to the rooftops to escape the rising waters.
Talk about intense moments. We had to lower the guys on line some 30 feet down.
This is where teamwork and training really paid off.
It took steady nerves and steady hands for the chopper pilots to hover like that.
No question. Guard pilots are the best in the world.
I couldn't believe it. I just saved a life.
What could be better than serving the people of my hometown?
In the National Guard, you serve your community as well as your country. While you work or attend college, in return, you gain skills in which you can build a career and receive benefits that can help you pay for college. Learn more about what it means to be a citizen soldier at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Nevada National Guard and aired by the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
Welcome back to Broadview, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now here's your host, Jay Davis.
And welcome back. And we're still taking phone calls. If you'd like to go to the show tonight, I can get your name to Wayne. Sean has left the building. Is he funny?
Yeah, he looks like he's funny.
He is great. He is. I'm not kidding. He is a professional.
Can you look at somebody and tell if they're funny?
Yes, you can.
I think you can. Yeah.
You can. Absolutely. Fantastic. It'll be a great show tonight. So if you'd like to go Pioneer Underground, Wayne is inviting you, and I'll be sure to get him your phone number, and you'll be on the comp list. You have to go. I mean, you got to lighten up. There's not been a lot of places in Reno for having comedy. I mean, we had a couple comedy clubs, and they went under.
And did you commit to next Friday or not?
Gosh,
I'm still not sure.
I tried not to, but I sort of did, didn't I?
I think it'd be worth watching.
Oh, it could be fun. I don't know, though. He's so awesome. I mean, I could help him somehow, maybe just kind of, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. Could be fun, though. Oh, God.
Now you're nervous.
I know it.
Like a whole week away.
But the nervousness is excitement because I love that. I love it.
Does he want you to be an assistant or to be hypnotized?
No. I would be his assistant, but I can't imagine. I'd probably be, he'd go sleep and I'd be falling on the floor. He's so good. Well, he hypnotized you right here in the studio.
Right, I've been hypnotized a few times.
And you just fell right out. Okay, let's get to, he is there. Okay, Michael Leahy. All right, we were going to talk about how many politicians does it take to screw in a light bulb?
To screw up our light bulb.
Oh, to screw up our light bulb. I blew the whole line.
You blew
there.
The whole title, yeah.
I love that. How many does it take?
I don't know, but they're irritating the heck out of me with this light bulb thing.
Michael Leahy, hello to you.
Hi.
How are you?
I am great today. How are you doing?
Very well, thank you. How many politicians does it take to screw up our light bulb?
That's a great question. I actually wrote a blog post about that the other day, and I said, apparently, more than a simple majority in Congress.
What in the heck? Tell us about this light bulb ban bill that they're trying to pass?
Well, they actually did pass a bill back in 2007 banning the current generation of incandescent light bulbs.
Oh, that's right. That's why we've got all the little squirrely ones now.
Yes. And if you want to know why it happened, it's because General Electric and a few other of the major light bulb manufacturers was tired of selling incandescent light bulbs, you know, inexpensive, very safe, and very effective light bulbs.
The ones that make you depressed.
No, the incandescents make you...
It's the other one.
Are fine. Yeah, the other ones are
fluorescent.
Problem.
Yeah.
The incandescent light bulbs that you can buy for 35 cents at the at any store today, at least for a few more months, really weren't generating that much profit for General Electric. And so following sort of its time-honored tradition, they had some CFLs that were expensive, unsafe, mercury-laden carcinogens with that cost $4 each.
It's all about money, isn't it, the bottom line?
I know.
Yeah.
So they wanted to sell these profitable light bulbs. And when Nancy Pelosi took over as speaker, they went through their trade association, the National Electrical Manufacturers Association, and slipped this ban of the current generation into a law. They had public hearings, but it was a kangaroo court. There were witnesses for the prosecution against the incandescent light bulb, but there were no witnesses for the defense.
Well, what kind of evidence would they have? That's crazy.
Well, they kind of manufactured some evidence. I mean, their argument was simply that the current generation of incandescent light bulbs use too much energy, and CFLs use less. And that CFLs, they argued, even though they're much, 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 much more expensive, last longer, and because they use less energy, it's better for everybody, it's better for the environment.
And do you feel that the fluorescent lights are toxic? Do you think they are?
Oh, yeah, sure. The mercury is a carcinogen. If you break a CFL light bulb in your house, according to the EPA, you're supposed to evacuate your house for 15 minutes.
Oh, those EPA regulations are hilarious.
Well, you know what?
Have you read them?
Yeah, yes. They're hilarious.
Here's the point, though. We don't want the government telling us what light bulbs to use.
It's just not the proper role for the government.
Another improper role for the government.
So what happened is George W. Bush actually signed this law, and the execution date for the 100-watt incandescent light bulb was set for January 1st of 2012. So January 2nd, you will not be able to buy the current generation 100-watt incandescents anywhere.
How do we get that repealed?
Well, the Republicans have bumbled their way into the beginnings of failure on the repeal. It's still a lie, but they've not handled it well.
Michael Leahy, love you. Thank you so much. You are a Tea Party activist, and you have a book coming out, I Light Bulb,
a death row testimonial, and you can find it. Go to Amazon.com or BroadsideBooks.net.
And I'm going to have you back on. Thank you so much today.
Thank you.
Appreciate you. All right, you're with Broadview on KBZZ, Reno Sparks, an American broadcasting station. And CBS News is next.
News correspondent Larry Miller says goodbye to a British singer who too often made tabloid headlines. Amy Winehouse has died at age 27.
Amy Winehouse won 5 Grammys for her album Back to Black. Then the spiral began. She married a heroin addict, was videoed smoking crack, was arrested for assault. Last month, booed off the stage. 3 years ago, her father Mitch saw this day coming.
Well, my biggest fear is that she would die.
Sylvia Young accepted the 12-year-old Winehouse at her performance arts school.
I thought she was the new Judy Garland, really.
And like Garland, a career marked by drink, drugs, the wrong men, and a tragic end. Larry Miller, CBS News, London.
Apparently no breakthroughs at a White House meeting on raising the nation's debt ceiling. A congressional aide says House Speaker Boehner wants evidence of progress on a plan by tomorrow afternoon so Asian financial markets won't be rattled by the ongoing dispute. Top congressional leaders are reported meeting again now to see if they can find common ground. Norwegian police say a gunman fired at young people on an island retreat for an hour and a half before surrendering to police. And it took them 40 minutes to reach the island after they were called. Yesterday's attack killed at least 85 people. Police interrogating the suspect say he's admitted firing weapons on the island. They say the man is also linked to a car bombing in central Oslo yesterday that killed seven people.
This is Steve Futterman in Oslo. This country is in mourning, trying to grasp a massacre of teenagers. Officials here are calling it the most violent incident since World War II. The prime minister today met with some of the survivors. Tomorrow, he and the king and queen will attend church services here in the capital. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Oslo.
CBS News reporter Lucy Kraft says the radioactivity crisis at a damaged nuclear reactor is changing a lot of Japanese eating habits.
Traces of radioactive cesium have been found in about 1,600 cows fed hay contaminated by the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear accident. Beef from the affected cattle has shown up everywhere in Japan except the southernmost island of Okinawa. Authorities may buy up the contaminated meat. Lucy Kraft, CBS News, Tokyo.
New York will usher in legal gay marriage tomorrow with an expected wedding boom as hundreds of people seize the moment. New York will become the sixth and largest state to sanction same-sex marriage at 12:01 a.m. Sunday. He was the first foreign-born chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Retired Army General John Shalikashvili, who was born in Poland, has died at age 75. Among other things, he'd advised President Bill Clinton on using troops in Bosnia and other world hotspots. Shally, as many called him, held the top military job from 1993 to 97. President Obama says, by any measure, he made our country a safer and better place. This is CBS News.
Wow, that's a lot of books. Little one at home?
Yeah.